Could South America benefit from Trump's trade tariffs? Date modified 2025-04-25T21-1535.811Z. Description: countries in the continent may see exports rise as both the US and China need new suppliers. Could South America benefit from Trump's trade tariffs? 4 days ago, save, Ione Wells South America correspondent, save, Getty Images, Brazil hopes to see countries such as Japan buy its beef instead of American, when Donald Trump revealed the level of trade tariffs that countries around the world would face from the U.S., nations in South America breathed a sigh of relief. 10 of the 12 states on the continent received the lowest level of 10%. Only Guyana and Venezuela were initially hit with higher rates of 38% and 15% respectively, before these were subsequently reduced to 10%. This came as Trump decided to pause elevated rates on almost all countries for 90 days. The exceptions are China, which has been hit with 145%, and Canada and Mexico, which have still got 25% tariffs on some exports to the U.S. Commentators who describe this as a win for South America argue that the higher U.S. tariffs on China, and on Canada and Mexico, could make South American goods more attractive to U.S. and global buyers. While plausible, this view oversimplifies broader global trade instability that South America is also exposed to. What are tariffs and why is Trump using them? Global growth forecast slashed by IMF over tariff impact. U.S. tariffs will make global trade shrink, says WTO. U.S. coffee shops worried about bitter price hike after tariffs. Here I'll set out this debate, starting with the potential upsides for the region. South America is rich in commodities. Its biggest economies, Brazil and Argentina, are major exporters of soybeans and petroleum, as well as, in Brazil's case, iron ore used in steel production. The US's huge tariffs on Chinese goods, and China's retaliatory 125% on US imports, may create opportunities for South American exporters. For example, Brazil could increase agricultural exports to China to replace previous US supplies. China is already Brazil's largest export destination, followed by the US. There is a precedent. When Trump hit China with tariffs during his first term of office, China shifted some commodity purchases from the U.S. to Brazil, boosting Brazilian soybean exports. With the 2025 soybean harvest in Brazil now continuing, some are hoping for a repeat. These include Frederico Davila, a farmer and ex-politician aligned with former Brazilian President Bolsonaro. Mr. Davila was also previously a senior figure at Aprosoja, a soybean producers group. He tells the BBC that President Trump's first term was excellent for Brazilian agriculture, as Trump's tariffs in that time favored us. Getty Images, Brazil is the world's largest producer and exporter of coffee beans. However, Juan Carlos Halak, professor of international economics at the University of Buenos Aires, has a counterpoint. He says that raising bilateral barriers on commodities mostly just affects who sells to whom, and not financial gains for the sellers, as the prices are set globally. So his suggestion is that South American nations shouldn't expect more financial gains from their commodities as a result of Trump's actions, just potentially different customers. The prices are instead affected by macroeconomic factors, for example if there is a recession, he tells the BBC. Yet other sectors in South America are also hoping that Trump's actions mean they could win more global sales as countries decide to buy less from the U.S. Take the Brazilian beef industry. The country's president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was recently in Japan, hoping to open the Japanese market to Brazil's beef exports. Japan currently buys 40% of its beef from the U.S. But after Trump initially threatened to hit the country with 24% tariffs, Tokyo may shift to buy more meat from South America. Other Brazilian industries, such as coffee and footwear, may gain a competitive edge over their Asian counterparts in the U.S. market. Brazil is the world's biggest producer of coffee, followed by Vietnam, Indonesia, and Colombia. Trump initially hit Vietnam with tariffs of 46% and Indonesia with 32%. While those higher rates are now on pause, if they are reinstated in July, it will make beans from those two countries significantly more expensive in the U.S. This would give both Brazilian and Colombian coffee a competitive advantage in the U.S., where they are already the main suppliers. Meanwhile, Brazil's shoemakers could see more exports to the U.S. as a result of Trump's high tariffs on Chinese exports. Currently, China is the world's largest manufacturer of footwear, while Brazil is in fifth place. The other three nations in the top five list of the world's largest footwear producers are India, Vietnam, and Indonesia. The U.S. initially gave India a higher tariff rate of 26%. Uruguay's new president Yamin Dadagri Orsi has also said that Trump's tariffs are helping to push a trade deal between the EU and South America's bloc, Mercosur, closer to reality. He said that Europe has little choice now but to lower its demands somewhat in negotiations, as it seeks to diversify trading partners. You may have noted a lot of coulds and ifs. That's not just because it is early days. It's also because the pace and scale of U.S. trade changes are causing wider instability. Whether the potential positives for South America outweigh the potential negatives is hard to calculate accurately, which brings me to the risks for the continent. Firstly, 10% is still 10%. Even countries with the lower tariff rate may face reduced U.S. demand if prices rise. This is more of a risk for imports that compete with U.S. domestic production, such as oil, soybeans, copper, iron ore, gold, and lithium. The U.S. has also hit imports of aluminium and steel, from all countries, with tariffs of 25%. Brazil is a producer of both metals and has large reserves of their raw materials, bauxite and iron ore. Meanwhile, Argentina has one of the largest aluminium producers in South America, listed company Aluar, and a smaller steel industry. Argentine producers warn they may both lose U.S. access and face more Chinese imports, creating increased competition for domestic producers. We're worried by the diversion of what can no longer enter the U.S., Carlos Vaccaro, executive director of the Argentine Steel Chamber, told the Buenos Aires Herald, Getty Images. Brazilian and Argentine steel and aluminium exports to the U.S. now face a 25% tariff. Trump's tariff wars have also led to global commodity price volatility, with oil and copper prices seeing slumps. Copper hit a 17-month low at the start of April. This volatility could hit the economies of Chile and Peru, where copper is the top export. Eduardo Levy Yaidi, a former chief economist at the Central Bank of Argentina, says the impact on commodity prices and global demand is a serious headwind for South America. Looking ahead, Mr. Yaidi says that if Brazil and Argentina do end up enjoying a big rise in exports to the U.S., it could result in them getting higher tariffs from Trump. After all, Trump's aim is to boost domestic production, not imports from other countries. Mr. Yaidi says that Trump may be equally displeased if South American nations start exporting more to China. If Brazil fills in the U.S. quota of goods exports to China, the U.S. may choose to punish Brazil. He theorizes that Trump could also try to pressure Latin America to reduce China's footprint in the region in return for favorable treatment. China invests billions of dollars in infrastructure projects across Central and South America, so, calling Trump's tariffs a clear win or loss for South America oversimplifies a complex situation. Especially if Trump announces in July that every country except China, Canada, and Mexico will continue at 10%. As Mr. Halak says, it's very hard to predict where this is going. Subject to this caveat, he envisions a future where the U.S. protects its manufacturing industries more than its agricultural goods. But adds, I'm not sure Latin America is ready to take advantage of those opportunities. There will be specific opportunities for sure, but something that changes the game? I don't think so. The record-breaking tunnel being built from Denmark to Germany, firms say Meta not helping them to recover hacked accounts, was China the reason Guyana faced higher Trump tariff, the plans to put data centers in orbit and on the moon, U.S. economy, World of Business, International Business, Argentina economics, Trump tariffs, global trade, Brazil, China economy.